hundreds of internally displaced persons from Hujaj, Abazar, Krindang 1 and 2, and other camps in West Darfur State chant "No, no for Juba peace" in a peaceful demonstration on Saturday, the day the peace deal was signed in Juba. Addressing the demonstrators in Hujaj IDP camp in Al Janina town Saturday, Mariam Adam Hussein, a representative of the IDPs, says the Juba peace deal does not address the root causes of the problems facing IDPs and refugees. Adam calls the agreement a half peace deal.
We as IDPs and refugees, women representatives, assure the public that we are not part of this half peace. We believe that this peace agreement doesn't address the root causes of the IDPs and refugees. We did not nominate anyone from here to go and represent us in the Juba talk.
Adam says women are still being targeted outside the camp as they go to their farms or collect firewood. Since 2003, she says, more than 300,000 women and girls have been raped and sexually assaulted, and yet no one has been prosecuted for such crimes. Muhammad Azain, another refugee from Abazar IDP's camp, says the deal is likely to collapse because more groups in Darfur, South Kordofan, and other parts of Sudan are still holding their guns, and the exclusion of refugees in any peace process in Darfur will not bring lasting peace in Sudan.
The Darfuri problem cannot be solved by excluding our people, who have been enduring suffering for more than 17 years. Thousands of women and children are still suffering in refugee camps.
Mansour Arbab Yunis, chairman of the Justice and Equality Movement, one of the holdout groups, says the Juba peace deal was dictated by few groups who wanted to win positions in the government. Speaking via WhatsApp from Kampala, Uganda, Yunis accuses elements of the previous regime of being part of the political game being played out.
The Juba Peace Forum was illegitimate, and a few groups decided to exclude others and give themselves the legitimate power to engage in absurd negotiations, which lasted one full year, and they could not bring any fruitful and sustainable peace to Sudan. Some of them decided to engage former ministers of the previous regime from the West Darfur state, claiming that they represent refugees and IDPs.
Yunis says if such an agreement is implemented, leaving others outside of the peace process, it could trigger another civil war. He called on Sudan's transitional government to quickly engage holdout groups in what he calls a serious talks to achieve lasting peace in the country.
This agreement could establish a new civil war in Sudan, and all the parties to the agreement, including the mediation team, should be blamed for excluding others. We are hereby putting the first responsibility of the expected civil war on the transitional government, because they have signed this document. They cheated the Sudanese people and celebrated their peace alone.
The holdout groups include the SPLM North, led by General Abdulaziz Adam Al-Hilu, Sudan Liberation Movement of Abdul Wahid Muhammad Nur, and the New Justice and Equality Faction of Mansour Arbab Yunis. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.